but just be aware of all of those. As we gather together, let's look to the Lord together in prayer, and then the worship team will continue to lead us in praise and in worship this morning. Let's pray. Father, you are life to us. Lord, it's your breath in our lungs that gives us reason to be here today. It is your grace poured out on us, your mercies new every morning that have allowed us to wake up, to rise this morning, and to be present here today. Even as we pray for our international workers to be present and having them have opportunity to be present among those who have yet to hear the gospel, we are grateful that because of your life in us and your grace poured out to us, that we are able to be present here this morning. And we are grateful that you desire to be present with us as well. And so by your Spirit, Father, we welcome you to be present in our midst. You're the one who is everywhere present. We welcome you to make your known presence here, that we would be aware of you in our midst. Whenever people were in your presence, they were changed. And so I pray that you would open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts to the awareness of your presence. Holy Spirit, come. We lift our eyes to you. We're grateful, Father, that no matter how we come today, that you are a God who is present and a God who desires to meet us. So we look forward to these moments of worship together. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. If you are able, would you please rise and join us in worship? But as always, so we're just starting in this stance of intentionality, but as always, feel free to move about however you feel so led. If you feel led to kneel, to sit, come to the altar, lift your hands, jump, I don't know. However the Lord leads you, let's just praise him together.
Hallelujah.
are just so overwhelmed by your presence, even in this moment right here and right now, Lord, acknowledging that your spirit is here moving within our midst. The creator of all things, the sustainer of all things, our Lord, our Savior, dwelling here among us, Lord, within our hearts and moving all around us. Lord God, would you stir up within us a greater awe and wonder of who you are this morning. Amen. So as we're just worshiping the Lord and, you know, looking at creation and how just all things come together to glorify the Lord, can we just offer up praises, just as you feel led, offer up praises to the Lord out loud? Yes, Lord, we praise you for your glory, your glorious splendor, your majesty. Lord, your glory just extends so much farther than we can even fathom. All we see is a tiny little glimpse of the greatness of your glory. And even with that tiny glimpse, we are in awe and are overwhelmed by your greatness, Lord.
What could separate us? death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. Death could not hold you. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. Silence the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory.